As a kid, I always hoped the preacher would make the sermon short. This is my third time preaching here, and I always fail to make it short. You know, us Litkeys like to over-explain stuff. And so, I hope I don't mess up your worship experience. Because this morning's Old Testament lesson started last week, didn't it? When these three show up at Abram's tent, they end up, one of them, saying, by this time next year, your 89-year-old wife's going to get pregnant. Thank you, Catherine. Or Marilyn. Marguerite. And he's 99 years old, right? Any guys here over 80? What you doing tonight with your wife? Yes, I hope you pray together. That's nice. You see, this is the... Am I allowed to get... The seventh Sunday after the Pentecost. It's green because we are going to spend 24 weeks or so growing. Growing in our relationship with God. And this, the seventh Sunday, is, have you been growing? Are you in that position now where you can say, God, I don't like what you're doing. God, I got a different idea. Now, I've been raised and heard other people say, oh, you never say that to God, right? Ooh, that's sacrilegious. Here is Abraham, who had just had news. He's going to have a baby at probably the age 100. The promise hasn't been fulfilled, but he is a person who's already, if you read chapter 10 of Genesis, that he's already left his homeland, left his family with his wife, and traveled from Iran to the promised land. He's already trusting God. I hope that in your relationship, and you've been growing, you can just simply trust God. Trust God to that extent. When he hears that Sodom and Gomorrah, who have been doing sexual violence, is about to be destroyed, he goes, wait a minute. Do you feel strong enough to negotiate with God? I hope you do. Not that you know better than God, but so that you understand God, your daddy, wants to hear from you. In seminary, I was told not to bring your kids into your sermons. But I guess I like when they disagree with me. Because then I can talk to them. And when they have their disagreements and their own thoughts, they reveal their inner workings. Who does God want to have you grow? It's you. And when you have that dialogue with God, your inner workings grow. You begin to say, oh, is this what I'm really thinking? And sometimes when I've done that with God, I go, boy, am I an idiot. Boy, have I been going in the wrong direction. And there's enough in my life where I've gone in the wrong direction. But by the mercy of God who has died for me, he says, David, you get to start every day again fresh. I hope that's how you approach life. That it's new and fresh and good. And that you belong to God. So that's the first half of the sermon. Any of you have a red hymnal in front of you? Turn to page 1163. Do you know what's there? 1163. Luther's explanation of the Lord's Prayer. His disciples, his disciplined ones are saying, I want to be able to pray. I want to be able to talk to God. You want to talk to God? I sure do, because who's the one who gives me life? God. Who's the one who opens up the kingdom of heaven for all eternity so I can enjoy, and I hope this doesn't shock you, I can enjoy you for all eternity. And I heard from the congregation, oh. How's it begin? Our. No, I'm not there yet. This is going to be a long sermon. Our. This God isn't just for me. It's for you, my friends. It's for my enemies. And God has created all of them. So I begin the prayer with our. Father, Daddy. He's not a menace. He isn't demanding things from us because he wants to inflict his will to show that he's more powerful, but to so that we know that's who I'm coming to with my problems. Our Father, you're in heaven. I want to make your name holy. You can stop looking at page 163 if you want. I mean, 1163. But if you get a chance to, sometimes just go over that. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Oh, I love David Litke's kingdom, but that has failed so many times. I must pray, your will be done. Your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. When I would rather God give me a couple $100 million. Would you like to hit the lottery? Would you? Please don't, because if you read the book of Proverbs, you find out that anyone who gets any money, a lot of it quickly, it always, not sometimes, but always leads to your destruction. Please. I'll be pushy. I get to do this once every 3 months here. Use what you would spend. Give it to a worthy cause. Yeah, St. Paul Lutheran Church, that's a worthy cause. Fred paid me to say that. No, he didn't. This day, our daily bread, that's God. Now here comes the only clause where I do something. God, forgive my sins as I forgive those who sin against me. I know it's been tough for some folks in the political realm, if they're Republican bent, to forgive Joe Biden. And there have been some Democrats who've had a problem forgiving Donald Trump. But our Father who's in heaven, your will be done. And I'm going to work hard to just follow your will. And as you're feeding me every day, forgive my sins as I forgive those who sin against me. I'm not able to withstand the temptations and problems of life. I fall into them, so lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You've said that prayer before, eh? I want you to know the joy and the peace that the world cannot give. That you have that strength to negotiate with God. Not that God is wrong, but that you have a clearer understanding what real life is about. And that God, who on the cross we spit upon and flogged before he was put on the cross, said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. This God loves you. So be involved with your prayers, your life, and know that everyone around you can be blessed by the Holy Spirit that God has sent and resides within you. You are the children of God. You are the power, the glory. I've been so happy being here because you are such wonderful, weird people. wonderful, nice people. So many different personalities. Rejoice. You're in God's hands forever. Trust that. Pray. Amen. And then we shall sing, Lord, teach us how to pray aright. Boy, Don knows how to pick them sometimes, eh? Please stand as we sing hymn 745.